and welcome to the Kroger 583 podcast. I'm your host and CSM, Tim Robinette.
And I'm Duncan Fettner.
This week we'll be discussing Week 7 Elms results, as well as some of the current results from Week 9 that we have. We'll be doing an extended scouting report. Duncan and I visited a few different Krogers, so we'll be talking about that. And we'll also, of course, be discussing odd and strange customer stories from Kroger 583.
You might have also noticed that we've been gone for a little bit. Sorry about that. Stuff happened, and we didn't do them, but y'all can deal with it.
Yeah.
You also might also notice that I sound a little better this week. It doesn't sound like I have a squirrel in my mouth anymore, so just hope that's good.
Yeah.
Hope that's good.
Sounds like the new headset's working out for you.
Oh, hey, your headset's still working the same, Timmy.
It's time for our weekly Elms recap with CSM Tim Robinette, Kroger Southwest, most efficient cashier, Duncan Fettner.
Alright, so with that, we're going to be discussing Week 7 Elms results. I don't actually have a district report, all I have is the division report, because we recently realigned our district. We're actually part of District 11 now, and some of the new stores are 423, 460, 522, 540, 546, 547, 560, 581, 587, 598, and 879. We lost a couple stores as well, such as 577 and 844. So for week 7, when we were still at District 7, 585 came in at number 1 with 121.7, followed closely behind 583 at a 115.9, and then at a 106.4 we have store 448. 583 ended the week at 25.3 items per minute.
Hopefully we'll be able to get back with the usual detailed reports once all the redistricting stuff has been sorted out. So right now it's still a little bit convoluted and whatnot. So we should be back next week, back to normal.
Cool. And then, store 380 coming in at number last with a 76.1, with 18.2 items per minute. I'm kind of hoping that they're a new store. Kind of looks that way.
Yeah, well, I don't seem to have my paper with me right now, but just based strictly on that store, I'd hope that they're new. If not, step your game up. That's all I'm saying. Yes, we are calling you out. But it's all right. Oh, here's a notable statistic. Store 590 finished with 30.9 items per minute. Wow.
Wow.
That's good.
So for week 9, 583 is currently at a 114.9. It's in second place right next to 585, which is currently this week at a 122.2. It looks like we actually have some new competition from one of the new stores in our district. 522 is at a 112.3 for the week, which is, it's almost consistent with their 28-day average. They were at a 109.5 for the past 28 days. So it's a little scary for us. We may have some competition in the future. Everything else looks pretty normal. A lot of the stores I've noticed in this new district are in the mid-90s, yet the district overall is at a 97 for the week so far, with a 28-day average of 97.1.
Great job.
Good job, everybody.
Did you work today?
No, I didn't.
Okay, they're doing, like, deep cleaning or something. They've moved, like, all the drink coolers, and, like, the store's naked. Like, when you walk in, there's nothing except for carts, and then like they moved the Red Bull machine, and they moved like all the drink coolers in the deli. They're like all shoved into a corner. I don't like it at all.
Music Madness.
All right, so my choice for Muzak Madness this week is Testament to Youth in Verse by the New Pornographers off the album Electric Version.
Should you go looking for a testament to youth in verse? Variations on the age-old curse. You blame the stations when they play like a fool, and like a fool you get played with. Baby, think twice. Maybe it's not all, maybe it's not all right. Maybe it's not all, maybe it's not all right. Finally, a decent picture of the exodus. Much, but on this thing there's no lesson. Can we control ourselves for once? Keep our hands off each other. Keep our minds on the sun. Keep our hands off each other. Keep our minds on the sun of each other. So should you go looking for a testament to youth in birth? Same old curse, don't blame the stations when they play like a fool, and like a fool you get paid with. Baby, think twice. Maybe it's not all, maybe it's not all right. Maybe it's not all, maybe it's not all. From my sweet witness, can't you hear the voices that tell the children to work for their choices? The bells ring, no, 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 no. The bells ring, no, 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 no. The bells ring, no, 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 no. The bells ring, no, 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 no. The bells ring, no, 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 no. The bells ring, no, 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 no.
Segment, we're going to be doing an extended Kroger scouting report. Now, recently, Duncan went to Kroger 463 over on 121 in Louisville to kind of help out during their time of need. Do you have anything to share with us about that, Duncan?
Yes, I have much to share about my experience there. First of all, I'm just going to point out that our store, 583, is a cashier unload store. So basically, the order, just like the efficiency, is dependent on us. And 463 is a customer unload store. So I knew going in it was going to be a very interesting experience, to say the least. And I got there about 6 o'clock and got behind my register. My first customer was a kid like my age, like 19 or 20, and he had like some food and a bottle or and like a six pack of Corona, and I asked for his ID, and he was like, and he like tried to pass me a $20 bill like sneakily and stealthily, and he was like, keep this and sell this to me. And I thought it was a joke. I thought he was probably like not much older than 21, but at least old enough to buy it. And he was just messing with me. And so I like did like a fake laugh because it wasn't funny and just like tried just to humor him. And he was like, so what are, he was like, and he just looked at me. He was like, so, okay. And I was like, whoa, no, I can't do that. And so I handed him the money back, and he looked at me again like a mix between like shock and anger, which just made it look like he was gonna cry. So, and he was like, don't make me call my people. And I don't know who his people are, but I didn't want him to call his people, but I also didn't want to sell it to him, so I just kind of like put it under the register, and he went off all disgruntled. And that was just kind of like a fitting way to start my experience there, to say the least. It was 463 is Kroger hell, in my opinion. It was awful. I do like one or two WIC transactions a day at our store. This store was just like WIC. Oh, like I don't mind doing WIC, but when you don't know how to work WIC, I mind doing it. Like, I'm not gonna tell you that, but if you don't speak English or Spanish, as in one case, golly, go in at least like knowing what a PIN number is, and then once you find out what a PIN is, know your PIN. We don't have, like, I'm not lashing out at them, but 11 minutes for one customer is kind of excessive, unless they have like a 1,000 item order. But my personal experience there, not pleasant. Like the people I worked, the people at 463, they were cool. They were fun to work with. Who did I work with? I worked with Hung and Dylan and Lee for the most part, and Stephanie. Then they were fun to work with. But I'm glad I'm at my store and that I am not over there. Oh, and I heard gunshots in the parking lot. Not our parking lot, but when I was on my break, and there's a shopping center across the street, I heard like a couple of gunshots and the police showed up. So I was like, hey, whatever. I'm going back in. Yeah. 463 is not a store I'd enjoy working at. But they do have like some cool niches and... not niches. Yeah, I guess that would work. Nooks and crannies, I guess. They have like an upstairs observation deck or whatever. I guess it's offices, but...
oh, wow, I
didn't box know. Seats. Yeah, box seats for the game. But, that was my... that's my, brief scouting report there. Oh, no, I can't talk about that on this. Never mind. And I understand that you, Timothy, went to Virginia and hit up a few of their Krogers out there. How did that go?
Yeah, I had to go to Virginia for a funeral, but I did get to go to a few different Kroger stores. I went to Kroger 343 in Stanton and store 403 in Waynesboro. There's another store in Waynesboro, store 228, that I went to. I think 228 was most comparable to store 463. It was in the downtown kind of section. A bit of an
older... the ghetto.
Yeah, I guess you could say the ghetto, but it's an older store. But once on the inside, it was really nice. I don't have actually any pictures of store 228, but I did get some pictures from store 343 in Stanton. One of the first things I noticed when I was walking into the store was they have a drive-through pharmacy. Which is not that weird, except for this drive-thru pharmacy doesn't have a window. It has a drive-up kind of tube thing that, like, a bank would have that you put in your prescription and hit the button, and it sends it through the tube, and then they send you back a prescription. It was a little funny. One other thing that I can note from that store was they had the blue uniforms that Duncan described a few weeks ago in his Kroger 570 scouting report. That was kind of cool. So after I noticed the pharmacy drive-thru window, I walked into the store and noticed they had the same plastic bag recycling program that we have, except they have different canisters for them. They have these black, nice-looking plastic things standing by each of the doors. They look a little bit better than ours, and they actually feature a Kroger white bag on them, which is kind of cool, I guess. 20-pound bags.
Hey!
So after I noticed the bags, we went through and bought our groceries. We actually bought a lot of groceries that day. As you can see from the picture, in one of the pictures, it shows our cart and the bagger. Also, in one of the other pictures, you can see that they don't have the black vest to designate the floor supervisor. They actually have red vests.
Ugly.
Oh, I know. It looked really awful, especially against the blue undershirt of the Kroger uniform that they use. I think we should stick with the black, in all honesty. Other than that, Stanton was probably the nicest Kroger I went into. It was the largest, which was store 343. One of the other Krogers I went to, store 403 in Waynesboro, the one that my brother and my sister both work at, it was pretty nice. They had some interesting signs over by the service center. One of the ones I noticed was their ScanRite guarantee. Apparently, their ScanRite guarantee is worded a lot differently from ours. Theirs actually states that the price on the item has to scan and print on the receipt before you will receive that item free, which is a lot more specific than ours, which states if an unmarked item scans differently from the shelf tag, then you'll receive one of that item free. It's a little bit more specific and probably saves on some of the confusion from the wording that ours has. Also, one other thing that I noted, which I didn't get a picture of, was their senior discount. They actually run a senior discount every Tuesday for 5% off their entire order, which is completely different from ours, where we have our 10% Kroger brand senior discount every day.
That sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, except my sister told me that she hates working on Tuesdays because it really messes up her Tinder time and there are a lot of old people shopping.
Oh, I guess their Tuesdays are our Fridays. Yeah, the thing that cracks me up about that is how they bring their those like fold out little carts and then they just like stow them on the bottom of the regular cart.
But then they insist that you load everything into their smaller, more portable cart so they can push it onto the bus.
Yeah.
So all in all, store 343 and store 403 and 228 in Virginia were pretty similar to the ones that we have down in Texas. I believe you actually went on a trip to, what was it, Arkansas?
Yes, sir.
You went to Arkansas and you went to a Kroger there.
Yeah, I actually I was in Little Rock for a couple of days and I made a little stop by Kroger number 630 on 8415 West Markham Boulevard. I went in to tell them about our podcast, actually, just because we're trying to get that out there. And I don't know if they took me seriously or not, but it didn't seem like it. But whatever. But basically, that store, from what I can tell, it seemed very big. Like, the ceiling seemed very high. That's what really stood out to me. Especially compared to our store, our quaint, cozy store. Yeah. And they actually had the self-checkout units were a little bit different than ours. They had They had a rotating bag rack on them.
A carousel, yeah.
Yeah, carousel. they had a carousel bag rack, and it appeared like you did it in reverse order. Like, the scanner was to the left of the bags, so it was like you were moving backwards. I thought that was kind of weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, I don't. Probably because they tried it at that store and decided that it sucked too bad to do it at other stores. But, I was only in there for like 8 or 10 minutes.
So I guess 560 wasn't too notable of a store. Anything else you wanted to share about that store?
I talked to their co-manager, and he was a nice man. His name was Derek something. And I also talked to their CSM, and she didn't do much. I gave her some info about El Podcasto, and I also found online that store sells Pure Gels, all natural soft gel supplements, essential balance for body and mind. So if you ever needed those, stop by there.
So I guess that about wraps it up for our extended Kroger scouting reports. So like I said, I should be posting a few different pictures from the various Krogers I visited in Virginia. A few weeks ago when we posted our last episode, you may have noticed a certain picture as our album art featuring a Kroger Chiminea. Our very own Duncan Fetner actually won that Chiminea in the contest. In the contest that we were running.
I sure did. Not quite how to use it. I know it is a giant bong for your patio. So, I'm trying to think of a... there's just really no appropriate time for that. But seriously, though, I'm glad to have that Chiminea. When I leave Kroger, which will hopefully be never, but I'm sure it's inevitable. But, I'm definitely going to keep that. I kind of keep that around to remind me of the wonderful experiences I had there. So every time I'm cold and outside and on my patio,
Kroger will be there to keep you warm at night.
Keep the Kroger flame burning. Yeah. Another memento as well as Tim here would possibly like to, keep with us to remind us of Kroger are Kroger tattoos.
Yeah,
how does that sound?
Yeah, it's actually sounds really cool. I've told a few different people about it, and pretty much every single person that I've spoken with has tried to talk me out of it.
I've got the same response.
Yeah. I don't see why that wouldn't be completely awesome, to be honest. Not necessarily in a conspicuous place on my body, but somewhere that I could cover up. Yeah, Duncan and I have been considering this for... it must have been like the past 8 or 9 months. Just a memento, like Duncan said, to remind us of all these years that we spent with Kroger.
Yeah, I'd have no issue with that at all. Like Tim said, it would be in a inconspicuous place, definitely not on a regularly exposed piece of skin. Probably like on the like chest or back area, just like the general torso region. Wouldn't be very big, probably be about the size of the logo on the hat, if not smaller.
Mm-hmm. And I think Jubin actually suggested in addition to the Kroger logo tattoo that we were going to get.
Yeah, I ran that by him a couple hours ago, and he was like, oh, so you're going to get right store, right price under it too? Like, it didn't even occur to, like, it just seemed natural to him. I thought it was funny.
That would be pretty sweet.
Be a little expansive, but whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
Opinions? Let us know.
Kroger583podcast@gmail.com. Or you can post on our website at bagmansgambit 583.podomatic.com.
Or you could call us at 972-317-5662. Press 0 and then ask to speak to Tim or Duncan.
That would be awesome.
Alright, it's time for round two of Muzak Madness. Last episode, I made the embarrassing mistake of calling Jim Croce, the artist of I've Got a Name. I referred to him as Jim Croce. It looks like that, but I was unaware of the fact, and Philip Watson kindly pointed that out to me, so thanks, man. You helped me. So I learned my lesson. Mm. But now for this week, y'all might have noticed that over the past couple of weeks, there's been a recall on pistachios and other similar products that may have come in contact with pistachios at nut processing plants. And that reminded me of a little song I heard on the internet. I don't know the name of it or anything. I'll just call it food poisoning, but all right, that's my choice. Here we go.
The peas, the celery sticks, the meat and the fish will make you sick.
All the food is poison, all the food is poison.
The apples, tomatoes, wheat and the corn, all the food is poison. Don't eat the food, it's poison food.
I'm just messing with you. Seriously though, I heard another song that I found on the internet, a song about Kroger actually. I found it on Google. And actually, no, I found it on iTunes. Well, I found it on the internet. And listened to it, and it reminded me a lot of the experience I had at 463 in Louisville this past week. And so I thought I'd let you hear this song and see if you agree with me. That song is Murder Kroger by the Attractive 80s Women. So here we go.
We're going to do this song. It's called Murder Kroger, and it's dedicated to anyone that shops at the Kroger on Ponce. my God, that was good. Over the lips, past the gums, look out, stomach, here it comes.
Last week's question was, what was the safety topic for period one? We didn't actually get any correct responses for our trivia question last week, so we'll just go ahead and go on to our new trivia question for the week. Our Kroger trivia question this week is, which item did Barney Kroger originally sell? If you know the answer to this question, you can email us at Kroger583podcast@gmail.com or post it in the comments section of our website at bagmansgambit583.podomatic.com.
And like we said earlier, feel free to call us. We'd love to talk. Also, about this question, I've known this since I was 6 years old, so we better get some response on this.
All right, so that brings us to our next segment of Odd Customers and Strange Happenings at Kroger 583.
All right, yeah, we had those this week, actually. Not everyone was normal like they usually are, so we have some stuff to tell y'all. I only had one really notable customer. I've had her before. She's always kind of like grumpy in a bad mood, and usually is the kind that takes the envelope of the coupons that got mailed to her house and tries to rip them apart at the register, that type of person. So I saw her and I was like, So I prepared myself mentally for her, and she came through. She was actually being a good girl. She wasn't difficult at all. She was in a good mood. And till the end, she was leaving. And she usually has a Starbucks coffee mug with her. And I just assumed it was coffee. And obviously, erroneously, or not obviously, but we'll get to that in a second. It's just like her trademark thing. Except she also always wears like this blue, like fake velvet shirt thing, but whatever. So she was leaving, and she knocked over her coffee mug with her purse, and all this liquid spilled out all over my register, and she goes, oops, and just like walked off really quickly. I was like, okay, whatever. So as I was cleaning it up, I noticed that it smelled like alcohol, and well, I didn't know what the liquid was at first. It was kind of green, it looked like green. I thought it was green tea at first, except it looked a little lighter. And as I cleaned it up, I began to smell it, and it was rum. She dumped rum all over my register. And the guy that was in line after her came through, and I thought I had gotten it all, and he was like, "Is that rum?" I was like, "Yeah, probably." And he laughed it. He was just like laughing at it casually, and the rum had actually leaked through the cracks in the register near the side where the customer was standing, and it was dripping all over his shoes. And so we have Mr. Rumfoot over here who's starting to not think it's as funny as it was before. So I went over there and I like wiped his shoes off with a paper towel. That's one of the most degrading things I've had to do at Kroger. Actually, not really, I didn't care. But that's my story, and I'll be keeping an eye on her next time, because that's kind of suspicious and illegal. I hear you have a similar customer with illicit substance issues.
Yeah, somewhat similar. We have a lady that comes in. I've seen her. She's not necessarily a regular customer, but I've seen her on numerous occasions before. She came through the line with a few different items, and I was running floors at the time. And Leah called me over a minute later as she was checking her out, and I could tell right off that something was wrong with her. I tried to talk to her, and she was responding very slow and almost incoherently. So at that point, I just suspended the order because I didn't want to affect her tender time and her items per minute. So I told the customer to come up to the service center with me. And it took her about 20 seconds to realize what I was telling her before she would actually follow me. I actually had to grab her cart and start leading her to the service center. Once there, I went behind the counter and retrieved the transaction and asked which method of payment she would be paying with, to which she replied with no response. She was just completely out of it. After standing there for a few seconds, she finally pulled out something from her purse, and it was her Keyring Kroger Plus card, which she then tried to run through the credit card machine at the service center, both lengthwise and sideways. So after several unsuccessful attempts at paying with her keychain Kroger Plus card, I noticed that she had a checkbook hanging out of her purse and asked her if she would like to pay for it with a check, because apparently she couldn't find her credit card. So she took out her checkbook and started just scribbling all over the check. It was really weird. I mean, she started writing over the pre-printed stuff on the check, her account number, and just these scribbly lines. At that point, I just told her, I can fill out the check for you if you just want to sign your name on there. I'll run it through. So she handed me her checkbook, and I wrote void over the scribbly mess that she had attempted to write before, and turned to a new check and filled it out for her and had her sign it. Ran the check through, went through fine, and handed her a receipt. It just so happens that Marty was standing there at the time, and I kind of motioned to Marty to come over and see if she could help me out with this lady, because this lady had no idea even where she was. It was actually kind of scary. I don't know her exact condition, but it appeared to be some kind of illicit substance, maybe methamphetamine or something, because
maybe a tobacco cigarette.
Potentially. she was just completely out of it. So I handed Marty the employee phone book, and she called the Highland Village Police non-emergency number to have them meet her outside with this customer. We were afraid that she was going to hurt somebody or hurt herself while driving home. So Marty follows her out to her car, and I'm leaving work at this point. So I get into my car, and I drive off because I want to get out of the parking lot before this lady starts driving. So as I'm driving off, I see Marty talking to this lady and waiting for the police to arrive. The next day, Marty came up to me and told me that the lady got into her car, started it up, and then proceeded to roll down and roll up all four of her windows simultaneously while trying to start the car. Fortunately, the police did arrive and were able to assist her. The next day, in fact, I was checking, and guess who shows up in my line? The same customer. And man, I'll tell you, it was like night and day from the previous day. She was as normal as always, as if nothing had ever happened. I scanned her 10 items, and she already put her credit card in and her phone number and everything processed. And I was like, thank you, ma'am. Have a great day. And she was like, thank you. You too. And she walked off, and it was just so weird. I mean, I feel kind of bad for making fun of her, because I don't know if she was on some kind of prescription medication or something, but there was...
That was a good one.
Yeah, she was just odd. So, anything else odd happened this week, Duncan?
Nope.
No?
Nobody, nope, nope, nope.
Yeah, about the same here. All right, so I guess we're about done with this episode of the podcast. I'd like to apologize to everyone for taking almost a month to actually post a new episode. Hopefully we'll be more consistent in the future.
Yeah, we thrive on consistency, so don't expect this to happen too often. And as always, we'd love to hear from you, and now that you have that third method of contacting us, we expect you to take full advantage of it and interrupt us while we're doing our job.
What was that phone number again?
That was 972-317-5662. Press 0 and ask to speak to Tim or Duncan. Oh, you don't have to talk to us, talk to anyone. We're nice kids. And adults.
All right, so so with that, I guess that about wraps it up for another Kroger 583 podcast. I'm your host, Tim Robinette.
And I'm Duncan Fettner.
Thank you for Krogering.
And keep that Kroger flame burning.
I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer. The guaranteed personality. I'm all tuned in, I see all the programs. I save coupons for packets of tea. I've got my giant hit discotheque album. I empty a bottle, I feel a bit free. Kids in the halls and the pipes in the walls make new noises for company. Long distance callers make long distance calls. And the silence makes me lonely. I'm lost in the supermarket. Shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, a guaranteed personality. It's not here.
Is that a saw?
Yeah.
What are they building?
I don't know. My dad's just been like sawing up all day. He's mad at the world. Hang on, he's yelling at me.
Okay.
What? Okay. He is building a door.
What?
He's building a door.
Oh. That would come in handy.
Okay. Yeah. Help people look in my room. It's not for, I don't know what it's for, because we don't have any doorless rooms.